Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this beautiful day that you blessed us with, but most importantly for the opportunity to gather as members of the body of Christ and to celebrate this Eucharist. And we pray that you would send the Holy Spirit into our minds and our hearts to open them up to the grace of conversion and to a greater trust in you that you have provided exceedingly and abundantly for all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord. You know, coming up with a homily is kind of a challenging task because, you know, you preach and preach every day, almost except that my day off, I don't preach to myself. Thank God for that. But, you know, you're trying to come up with things that will rouse faith inside people and so forth. And sometimes the readings really come together in a cohesive way. And, oh, I see the connection now and I see this message. And then sometimes you're like, huh, what do I say? Like 5 minutes before Mass is about to start. God is very interesting how he works with us and everything. Actually, how he works in spite of us. And so today it actually came together in a very beautiful way and in a simple way. So I just saw within the readings these simple steps to grow in faith, because we're all supposed to be putting forth the faith we have and growing and making sure that, you know, we're maturing as disciples. We don't want to show up at the pearly gates in diapers, right? We want to make sure that all the events and life experiences we have are helping us to trust in the Lord and to invite other people to experience his love and goodness in our lives, or in their lives. And so we want to make sure that we're growing in our faith. And we always start off small. You know, one of my favorite passages, I quote this all the time, is from Zechariah, "Do not despise small beginnings." I think that's my theme song, actually. Because, you know, sometimes you dream, and especially as a musician and artist, oh, you're going to just reach these massive crowds, and they're just going to, wow, and this is great. And then you realize that's really not how it works. It's just one person at a time, and there aren't sometimes a lot of fireworks and everything. And you need to really cherish and celebrate those one-on-one encounters with people, especially in confession. I love confession, or just spiritual direction, or meeting with people to encourage and pray for them for their own spiritual growth. So I have 3 steps to simple growth based on the readings for today. And the first that I just thought was just obvious was we have to trust in God. That he's given us everything we need to serve him. And it says in 2 Peter 1, everything has been given to you to lead a truly devout life. And so, you know, we have to trust in that. And sometimes we look at what we have and what we don't have, and we feel so inadequate. And we're like, how can this possibly work? You know, I just, the problems are so enormous around me, inside of me. How can this possibly work? And what God is always asking of his followers is, just put forth what you have. You know, I don't expect you to conjure something up that you don't have. Put forth what I've given you and watch me bless and multiply it. And that's kind of the theme with the first reading with Elisha and feeding the multitude there, and then in the Gospel from John and feeding the multitude as well. So we have to trust in God, and that's why I love the Divine Mercy phrase, Jesus, I trust in you. Even though I feel really tired today and I don't feel like I'm on, you know, tracking with the Holy Spirit, I trust in you and use me in spite of my own weakness, in spite of my own sinfulness, to be a blessing for other people. So we can all pray like that every day of our lives. I know especially parents, you must feel really overwhelmed sometimes by raising your children. I know I gave my mom a few gray hairs. And now she said it's payback time. Although I think the surgeries I've had more to do with that, but who knows. But, you know, you think about how you pour out your love upon your children. Sometimes they don't recognize that and they're ungrateful and they say some very mean things to you, but you just keep moving along and trying to lavish your love and affection upon them and to form them in their ways of faith, hope, and love, and that they'll turn out right. But there are a lot of twists and turns along the way, hey? Can you say that as a parent? But if you twist and turns along the way and things you can't predict, but you have to believe that God has given you that vocation. And if he called you to be a mom or a dad, then he's going to empower you to be the best mom or dad you can possibly be. And do we do it perfectly? No, I don't do it perfectly as a priest either. But we learn from our mistakes, we draw upon the mercy of God, and then we grow, and so we're not the same, we learn. So we're apprentices, all of us in our vocations, and trying to do better to encourage and help other people come to faith. The second thing is that, you know, Jesus said this to test Philip, poor Philip, you know, and he wanted him to grow in his faith, so Andrew comes along and says, well, this is all we have, but this can't possibly work. But when they give it to Jesus, it's multiplied and it blesses everyone. So that's a really important message in the gospel tonight. Give it to Jesus. When you feel inadequate or you feel like you don't have enough strength to do something, cling to Jesus, give it to Jesus, and he will bless it and multiply it. And even if you don't see the results, how do you know that he didn't bless somebody by your stepping out in faith to be kind to somebody or to pray with them or to try to encourage them? A lot of times we don't see the results. If I based my whole life on results as a priest, I wouldn't be standing before you right now. Trust me. Because oftentimes you pour yourself out and you don't see a lot happening. And this is where I think I can learn from parents, because you do the same thing. But there's more going on than we can possibly see with our eyes or feel with our feelings and our, you know, be aware of. And so we have to trust, that first step, trust in God, but give it to Jesus, and then he will show us how to be purified and how to step out in his name. And I remember when I first started really having a desire to share my faith, you know, after I invited Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my life when I was 17 in high school, and then I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, how awkward it was, because I wasn't raised to do that. You know, you just go to church with your parents, and then you leave, and that's it. I mean, we weren't encouraged to invite people to Mass, to come to Mass with us. We're just not like that as Catholics for the most part. That was 30-something, 40-something years ago. Have we changed? Probably not. So we need to grow on that. Amen. So God will work with us. Don't be discouraged. But I remember the first few times I went out to talk to people about my faith, I felt completely unprepared and like, wow, you're really eloquent in your speech. Not. But God honored that, and it's kind of like, you know, he refines you and you start tracking with the Holy Spirit more and more, and you start to learn not only from your own experience and your own mistakes, but from other people who come into your life and say, hey, I was trying to share with a family member about why going to Mass is important, and this was really helpful. Okay, I'm going to put that in my little file now, and I'm going to pull that out someday when I need to do that for somebody else, right? So we learn from other people how to share our faith, and it just gets easier and easier, and it becomes more of a natural response. Like just praying with someone. The other day I was talking with someone, they were telling me about all their problems, which, you know, is all legitimate and real, but I thought, hey, let's just stop and say a prayer that God will help you because you sound like you're really stressed out right now. And you just stop them dead in their tracks and like, well, I haven't thought about praying. Well, shouldn't we pray? Give it to Jesus? Isn't that the point I'm trying to make? Okay. And then the last thing is we work for things that don't perish. And this is where I think we're really off kilter in our world today. We have become so focused on physical things and making a better world, climate change and so forth. Where is God in the midst of all of this? How many people are bending their knees and praying to God for guidance when it comes to COVID and climate change and so forth? Aren't we just shoving them out of the picture and saying, Lord, we need to make a better world and get out of our way so we can do it? Isn't that really what's happening? And in some ways, haven't we made an idol out of COVID? That's all we talk about. Are you vaccinated or not vaccinated? Okay, that's something we should be concerned about, but are we talking about God? I shared this today at a funeral, and I think I shared it during daily Mass, but on Monday the reading was Moses getting to the Red Sea and the people following him, and all of a sudden they looked back and saw that Pharaoh was right on their tail and ready to grab them and bring them back to their slavery. So they start whining and complaining like most of us do. Did you have to lead us out here? Weren't there enough graves in Egypt for you to bury us there? Why did you lead us out here? And Moses is like, stop. And I would say, shut up. He didn't say that. He's nicer than I am. And he said, God is now going to step in and intervene on our behalf. And he did. So my question to you is, where are all the Moseses today in our society? Where are all the people who are calling to open up to God and ask for his guidance and intervention instead of we have to solve everything on our own? I think we're really off key right now as a society and even as a church. You know, when we had the Pentecost vigil here, Bishop Peter gave a video and he said, oftentimes we do all this planning and all these things and it's really not rooted in prayer and what does God want? And then at the very end, okay, God, now that we've done all of our work, now you come down and put your rubber stamp on this and approve it for us. And the Lord's like, I never asked you to do that, right? So we really need to understand, and this is why Jesus in the gospel, they wanted to make him king. They were just focused on physical things. Oh, you're going to solve all the hunger in the world. Great. He's like, I'm more than that. I'm not just an earthly Messiah. You have a destiny for eternal life. You are called to be part of God's family for eternity. And I'm trying to do things that help you reach that conclusion. And you just keep shutting down this part and going to this part. And so he ran off and left them because they didn't get what he was doing. I don't think we get what he's doing either, or he wants to do sometimes in our church. So we want to pray for that focus, discernment. Lord, what is good and pleasing to you? And don't just go along with the narrative that people are setting up around you. God wants to break through and intervene and say, hey, I have a different plan. And just because all these people are making noise and it's on the media, that doesn't mean that's of me. You discern, you pray, you ask me to put on your heart what I'm asking you to do for me, and I'll show you how to do it. And yes, you'll make mistakes and you'll lack trust, but I will work with you. I will never abandon you. I'm faithful. I was just sharing with someone on with this because I always like to end on a Marian note. That, you know, Mary had her life all planned out. She was a good, devout Jewish woman. And then all of a sudden, God broke through and ruined everything. I mean that in a beautiful way. It's like, I'm pregnant, I'm not married. Oh, great. You know, what are people going to say about me? But she just, what was her response? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Oh, how I wish I was more like Mary. When God breaks through my life and ruins my plans that aren't His, instead of complaining and whining, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Don't you want that in your life? Let's pray for it. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We trust in you. We know that you're in charge. Even as we see crazy things happening in our world and even in our own lives, help us to be more like our Mother Mary, to trust in you, to proclaim your greatness. And your ways are not our ways, and that's a good thing. So humble our hearts. Help us to trust in you, to bring everything to the feet of Jesus, and to work for things that don't perish but bring eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.